from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, we love being at Borgata. It's like a party. This song's like a party. Even though, what's he doing, Seltzer?
Yeah, it's sad. Sorry,
Devin, you know the song? Like, do you know the story behind this song?
No. I know. Like, brother, I've heard this song before.
Creeping on sister on a date.
Yeah, but then I told you what it's about. His sister died in a dance hall, and it's all about wanting to be able to see. Because he wants to be able to see his sister dance one last time, because that's when she was happiest. Like, come on, man.
That's dark.
If my sister died, you know what I'd want to think about? Me talking to her. Right? Not me watching her.
Well, you're not a musician whose whole life is music.
Thank God.
I mean,
Thank God for the world. Yes, I am not Mozart. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Great to be with you from Borgata this morning. We'll get to the Kyle Lowry situation in a moment. Let's go to Mark in Northeast Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, crew. Glad you're enjoying the Borgata.
Oh, we love it here, man.
First off, Elliot, I'm a complete opposite of you. I'm a storm chaser. I love when it rains. Superstorm thing. I went down the AC to be down there when it came aboard.
You're like Twister.
Mark, you're one of the bravest people I know, then.
No, I'm just something I like to do. I don't mind driving in heavy rains or whatever.
Yeah, don't overlook how brave you are, then, is all I would say. I'm borderline pullover in the rain.
No, I like that. The Phillies... This being what, the first Phillies team in a while that probably had three 15-game winners, if not more?
So how many have 10 right now?
Nola has 11 and 4. I said to Elliot
before
the show.
Is it 3 or 4? How many guys have 10?
Ranger? Doesn't Wheeler?
I think Wheeler just got his 10th, right?
It's either 3 or 4 of them. How many does Sanchez have?
I'm looking. Nine. Hold on.
I don't think he has 10 yet.
All right. Well, anyway, I think it's 3, and then Sanchez is close, I think. Pretty incredible. And so, right. Mark, obviously they have a shot to have, you know, 3 or 4 dudes with, you know, 18, 19.
Yeah, Sanchez is at 7, Nola 11, Wheeler at 10,
Suarez. Pretty incredible. All right, Mark, go ahead, man. What were you saying?
And like I said, I called John Johnson when Harper and Schwarber got hurt, and he told me I need to be psychologically evaluated because – I told him, no, this ain't a big deal. This is going to be fine. I was like, I'd rather they be injured now than when the stretch run comes. And like I said, so far they haven't missed a beat.
Well, they've been awesome. That is reminiscent of the 2017 Eagles with Next Man Up. All right, give me a great answer, Mark, from a movie, something unique.
The Sixth Sense, when Bruce Willis finds out he's actually dead.
It's a twist again.
That's it.
Again. Yeah, too many twists, right? Seltzer, explain to everyone listening the difference, because a twist can be unique, but there are so many twists in movies that's not that unique. Explain the difference, James.
Yeah, this is something unique in a movie, like the way the movie was made, or a decision in how to shoot something, or to tell the story a certain way that is different than anything else.
So we're not looking for a technological innovation, and we're not looking for a twist. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yes, though I think you can use technological innovation in a way that theoretically could be unique. But yes, I agree with you.
I mean, here's what I'll say. So to Rhea's answer when she referenced the Usual Suspects, I would count that as a good answer from this standpoint. Is it a twist? Yes. But what Rhea specified is the whole thing comes from her looking from him, Kevin Spacey, looking at a mug.
And it's the unreliable narrator part of it. And the whole thing, is the story any of it true? Like,
correct.
You have no idea. Yes.
Correct. So, yeah. So thread a needle here, you know, with the way you present something unique. All right. 215-592-9494. So Kyle Lowry, 38, backup point guard. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Elliot, thumbs up, thumbs down. Sixers re-sign him.
I would say thumbs up. I'm a little worried the Sixers are relying on a lot of old players. You know, like Joel is an old body, Paul George is old, Drummond's old, Eric Gordon's old, Kyle Lowry's old. But I think this is a team that could win the title. And to do that, you need experience. I think he was better last year than I expected. Wasn't great in the playoffs, but overall, I think, considering they signed him for free, was better than I thought. So good signing, good quality backup, veteran point guard. And I trust him, you know, with the postseason experience.
I do,
so,
too. Look, I like it.
I think
it.
It's thumbs up.
And the Knicks wanted him.
Yeah,
that's
a good
sign.
Oh, that makes it even better.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, the 38 thing is a thing because you're trying to play into June, and there's not a ton of history of 38-year-olds being good enough in June. But I trust him. I like him. I appreciate him. And I think it's worth a shot. You know what I'd be most interested to know? James, I need a ruling from you on this one. So you re-sign Kyle Lowry, who's a hometown guy. James, you know my thought on when the Sixers sign a lot of these bench guys. I think a lot of times they get signed to get traded.
Mm-hmm.
Like you kind of, you know, give some guys some salary, and then you can, like Danny Green a few years ago, I think was actually traded when he was brought back, I think. Drummond, when he was brought in here, was traded. I think Drummond could get traded again. You know, because, James, it's a way to tweak the team as you move forward. Like, what do you need? What do you don't need? Who am I going to get?
I hope they don't trade. Well, they need Drummond.
So here,
I mean,
Oubre
has a salary that's very tradable.
Correct.
Yeah.
James, here's my question to you. Do you think with this being Kyle Lowry's hometown and possibly his last season, do you think they promised him they won't trade him unless he completely signs off on it?
I don't know that they promised him, but I just don't think that Kyle Lowry is a real trade chip. Like, I don't think Kyle Lowry is going to bring you anything back, and it's not enough of a salary where you're really, you know, where you're
matching
exactly. Yeah. So I don't. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but I don't think he's getting traded one way or the other. I think he would
could
get.
Be. I just know this. It would be horrible for him if he got traded in his last season from his hometown.
I also
while trying to chase a title. Like,
I
would stink.
I don't think this team's going to make a lot of trades. Like,
they always
hold on,
do.
Hold on. Well, yeah, because the last
except
few,
for last year when Joel got injured, and it's like, all right, let's just sit this one out.
Almost each of the last three or four seasons, there's been a Ben Simmons situation, a James Harden situation, Jimmy Butler. Like, this team is kind of set up. Well, will they make a trade? Probably, because that's what Morey does. But I think the roster they take into night one is more than likely going to be their roster.
All right, we'll see. Let's go to Mark in Downingtown. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're well.
Yeah. To use a Maya Angelou term, splendid. We're splendid with this Phillies team right now.
Oh, did she make up the word? That's interesting.
No.
Splendid.
I didn't know it was a Maya Angelou word.
When people would ask her how she was doing, she often said splendid.
I like that.
Yes, it's a great, like...
It's an underused word.
That's my point. It makes you feel good.
It's a lovely word, too.
It warms your heart. That's my point. Yeah.
So I just wanted to weigh in that it's so refreshing to see almost everyone really pulling their weight and contributing on the team, on the Phillies, I'm referring to.
Who's not? Who's not?
Whit Merrifield, obviously. Whit.
Well, I was going to say it was refreshing to see Merrifield make it all the way around the bases for once. The other night.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, it's.
I'm taking my son to his first game at CBP Sunday, so I hope Wheeler gets over his back issue, and I hope Harper.
I don't
gets
think
over
he's going to start.
No, it ain't happening.
They already announced that he's not starting.
Yeah, he is not starting. Yep.
Still cool. It's his first game.
Can I make a quick hammer comparison before I give my answer?
Only if it involves Einstein, Jordan, God.
Well, that's
God.
That's a comparison. Okay. I hear you. I hear all those iconic celebrities. You never use Mike Tyson, and I think you really should, because you're both at the top of your game at your chosen competition.
Certainly prime Tyson.
Human being.
Yeah, no, sometimes I have to take a bite out of these guys.
I bit her.
You know?
The glaring difference is it takes Iron Mike at least 90 seconds to knock his opponent out. It only takes a hammer 55.
Drop of the week right there.
And Mark, here I thought that was going to be a sexual thing, but I don't think you were, you know.
I thought so, too.
Mark, give me an answer. Something unique in a movie, not so much a plot twist and not technology, but unique. What do you got?
The movie The Bear, because there was really no dialogue, but they got the plot across in the finale across.
You got it, Mark. Appreciate that. What was the cocaine bear thing a couple years ago? I never saw that.
It was about a bear on cocaine, I believe.
It was about a flight that had drugs on it crash in a forest, and the bear got a hold of the cocaine.
So was that good?
It's apparently a true story, or at least based on a true story.
Oh, yeah, it's based on a true story.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
No, I've heard it's better than you would think. It was not good, Joe.
Really?
I saw it.
Okay, well, there we go.
It's fine. Like, it's fine, but I did not think it was good.
215-592-9494. Up ahead, an awful lot with the Eagles as Elliott's getting ready now. Inside of 2 weeks, the training camp. We'll throw some Eagles questions at Elliott, plus more on the Phils and Beat the Hammer. Today at 7:45 as I go for, let me look it up here. I go for 255 today.
I don't think you have to look it up.
Who cares?
No, I actually did. Because you got to remember, there's so many wins at this point. They all kind of run together. But I track them. I write them down. Going for 255 from Borgata today on 94 WIP.
You don't really want to deal with any stress during the summer. And with Horizon Services, there is no need to worry about a faulty wiring or a leaky faucet. With $50 off plumbing and electrical repairs, it's never been an easier time to just kick back, enjoy summer, while the experts at Horizon Services help keep you comfortable. And if you want to finally tackle some of those home projects you've been putting off, Horizon Services is here to help. So whether it's fixing leaky pipes, upgrading landscape lighting, dealing with clogs, maybe some maintenance on your home generator, you always need that in the summer because of these storms we get, or anything else that pops up, Horizon Services licensed expert technicians can solve all of your problems, and they get the job done right the first time. Plus, they offer free same-day estimates, same-day service, and guaranteed repairs. Let Horizon Services help you keep your home running efficiently, and that helps you avoid costly repairs. Need a plumber or an electrician right away? Horizon Services available 24/7. Go to horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. With Horizon Services, help is on the way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.